The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
If you're looking for happy, happy, joy, joy, celebratory glee, not going to find it here. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. Are we allowed to say the P word?
I mean, you just avoid it.
Potato.
If you have to ask, the answer is no.
Highlights running on Get Up above me on the televisions. I am not happy this morning, gang. Not happy about the Packers losing to the Vikings yesterday, 27-25. I guess maybe y'all want me to hang my hat on or be a little bit excited about the comeback late in the game. Nope, not going to do it. Unless you complete the task, unless you come back to win that game, it's futile. It's nothing. It shows me nothing. I have nothing. And I felt very strongly that they needed to win that game because, Gabe, remind the fine folks at home this morning, remind our loyal listeners, what seed are the Green Bay Packers this morning after yesterday's loss?
They are the number 7 seed in the NFC.
And what would that mean for the Green Bay Packers in any playoff run?
A trip to Philadelphia to kick it off.
Ooh.
Who looked really good yesterday, no matter who was playing quarterback.
Chewy, very frustrated about the loss. Very frustrated. Is that fair? Should I be frustrated about the fact that 3 points? 3 points? We sat there with 3 points for how long yesterday, Gabe?
Fourth quarter.
Yeah, they scored a touchdown in the third, so they got to 10 in the second half. Yeah, but the entire first half pretty much sat there with 3 or less points for the majority of the first half.
So here's what I want to start with this morning. An apology. Now, you guys know I don't really like doing the apology thing, just generally speaking. To you, to my husband, to people breathing air. Not my thing. But I will do it this morning to the Minnesota Vikings, who I am now watching the Sam Darnold celebration in the locker room when he ran in and all of his teammates cheered for him. Yeah, you should cheer for Sam Darnold. He's having a hell of a season. I am sorry, Minnesota Vikings. I have underestimated you. I have said you're smoke and mirrors. I have said this was not necessarily a good team. They were sort of winning fluky games, and they were, right? They were one possession games. They sort of fell into some of those victories. But I can't sit here and dismiss the Vikings anymore. Because straight up head to head, guys, they beat the Packers yesterday 27-25, and they are a complete-er team. A complete-er team than the Green Bay Packers. The Packers feel like an inconsistent, we could be close, but not quite there yet team. And the Vikings feel like a complete-er team than the Green Bay Packers. So I am sorry, Minnesota Vikings, that I underestimated you, that I didn't give you your flowers until this very moment, Chu.
Well, I want to apologize, too. And I have to apologize for my wingman because he isn't here. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little excited to play Kid Rock, bow da bow doo 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 doo.
Doesn't even know the syllables.
So if that
doesn't even know the name.
Created some kind of jinx because of Joshy, because I'm not responsible for anything on this show. So when I screw up, someone's going to take the blame. Gabe, you know that.
What are you actually apologizing for? Are you apologizing for before you throw Josh under the bus?
No, I'm apologizing for Josh. Because, yes, I did come up with a song, but he's the one that played it, that liked it. So, and he's not going to be here all week, so I'm apologizing for Josh.
You know what? I should take some responsibility for this. Of course.
Yeah, because you weren't here.
I wasn't here, so this is what happens.
Yeah, it went off the rails.
Yeah, this is what happens.
For those who might not be aware, after the Packers won last week, right?
Yes.
You and I wasn't here.
I was not here on Tuesday on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Chewy and Josh and Ashton were.
And that's on us. Like, we should apologize to the loyal listeners for putting them in that situation. But Chewy and Josh decided that instead of the Todd Rundgren bang on the drum song that we always play on victory insert day here, they wanted to play Kid Rock's ba with a ba da bang da bang diggy yeah. diggy, that one. Okay. And I'm sitting there listening to it going, oh, this is very bad juju. Oh, this is very bad. No, 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 no. You do not mess with the football gods. And it did occur to me yesterday, too, that in addition to some of the issues that the Packers had, perhaps you guys were somewhat responsible for the loss.
Joshy, mostly. I don't know how to run the board there, so I can just make suggestions. I can make suggestions. Whether people follow through with those suggestions, that's on them. But to the game, they're a good team. They're a good team. You know who doesn't win the Super Bowl?
Good teams.
Good teams. You got to be great. In this game here, because they got their ass kicked. Come on. People own it. And I don't want to overreact because I said this is a possibility, which it certainly was, and it came to fruition. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to have to take the toughest path of probably anyone, so I don't hold out hope there. But I have concerns. I'm already moving to next year. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm moving to next year because I said that this team would be there next year. I can't say that. There's too many holes. You need a number one receiver. The pass rush is garbage. I mean, how many sacks does Rashawn Gary have through 16 NFL games this year?
Six and a half.
Making a boatload of money. What about Lucas Van Ness?
I mean, it's less than that. I can get you the official number here in a second.
I mean, those are your two starting defensive ends. That ain't going to get it done, peeps. Ain't going to get it done.
Well, and I'll tell you this, too. I'm watching the game yesterday, obviously, and I am so frustrated with the, ooh, they're getting pressure. Ooh, they're getting pressure. What do you mean they're getting pressure? Nobody got home. Was there one sack in the game?
Yes.
I didn't even check the final box.
Carl Brooks had it, yes.
One sack in the game? Sam Darnold, you guys, had one of the longest releases in the league this year. At the beginning of the year, it was over 3 seconds. I think it's gone down as the year has gone on. It might be at like 3.01. But the point is that he holds the ball longer than almost every other quarterback, starting quarterback in the league. That means that offensive line is doing yeoman's work. That offensive line deserves flowers, deserves props, deserves all the accolades, because you should be able to get to Sam Darnold. And even when they were getting pressure, they were still completing the ball. It was still getting the completions. I was very frustrated watching that defense, and they couldn't tackle for you know what. They couldn't tackle for bleep. So I was very frustrated with the defense yesterday watching that game. Obviously, the offense had its issues. I chalk most of the offensive issues up yesterday, guys, to Christian Watson being out. The difference for that team, Gabe, when Christian Watson is on the field, I think is astronomical.
That's a problem. Because Christian Watson, hey, he's been healthier this year. He's going to miss games. And if you don't have an answer for when Christian Watson is out, that's going to severely limit your team. Because who knows? I mean, I don't know if he's going to play against the Bears. I assume he is going to play against the Eagles. I don't know that for sure right now. You need to have an answer. And especially if you are this team that is, oh man, we've got four really good wide receivers. We got four really good ones. We don't know what to do. It's an embarrassment of riches. Then somebody's got to step up and start winning one-on-ones, other than Christian Watson.
And then I was watching the game with the boys yesterday. I don't think Jair's going to play another game. I think he knows he's out of town, and he's going to pack it in, and that's it. So then, you know, I talked about all the deficiencies going into next year. Are you okay with these corners going into next year? I mean, you only have one first-round pick.
Well, no, you can't be.
Late
in
the day.
You can't be. I mean, it feels like weeks ago we were talking about how cornerback was one of the deficiencies. You kept harping on the pass rush, and Rob Domofsky said, what about corner? Yeah, and that was when Jair was playing. So, yes, that obviously has to be a priority as they go into the offseason and draft and all of those types of things. But getting back to yesterday's game, I have apologized to the Vikings. Chewy has apologized for potentially jinxing things with the Kid Rock song, which, oh, by the way, Kid Rock is a Detroit, like, born and bred Detroit, right?
Oh, yeah, he's a big
Michigan
guy.
He's a Michigan guy.
Yeah.
You can't have a Michigan guy singing the song. I don't even know where Todd Rundgren is from, but he's been grandfathered in to the point that we don't even care. Gabe, would you like to apologize for anything this morning in lieu of the 27-25 loss?
Well, no, I'm apologizing for absolutely nothing. What would I have to apologize for? What did you just talk about with the pass rush? What did you just talk about with the cornerbacks? Anytime I bring that stuff up earlier in the season, I'm Johnny Raincloud. I'm the guy that's the bad guy for bringing this stuff up. And then when it bites you in the ass because it happens in a big-time game, oh, Well, Gabe, go ahead and hit the Gabe was right button, Will. Go ahead and hit.
There isn't one. You can use mine.
Turn off his microphone. Thank you. Just shut him off. No one wants to hear that this morning, Gabe.
I was going to let it go. You asked if I had to apologize. I got absolutely nothing to apologize for.
There was only one person that picked the Vikings to win here.
Well, on the panel.
So if you want to hit a was right.
Ready.
And that was a 35-17 game, or 34-17.
27-25 is the final, big guy.
Yeah, but it felt like a 34. I mean, because if you look, I thought this was going to be nail it. Because they should have, when they missed the field goal, that should have been a touchdown. They were about at the 34.
Okay.
And then I thought Green Bay was creeping on 17, so it did.
So ipso facto. Your 34-17 prediction was correct, despite it not being the closest of anybody at ESPN Wisconsin.
800-990-3776, your reaction all morning long to the Packers' loss yesterday to the Minnesota Vikings. I apologize. I am sorry, Minnesota. I thought you were smoking mirrors. I thought Kevin O'Connell's a great coach. He is, you know, kind of sort of doing the, ooh, look over here, and then they're scoring, and they're winning these one-possession games, and it's a fluky thing. No, I think they're a good team. I think they are completer than the Green Bay Packers, and I think what we saw yesterday, guys, Gabe, to your point, is having a number one matters. It matters. You know why it matters? Because what did the Packers do with Justin Jefferson?
A lot of attention.
A lot of attention. And what did that do for the other receivers who made plays?
Yeah, I mean, Naylor was the one who was having a huge game. Early, had the touchdown early. Just a blown coverage because of a lot of attention being thrown at Justin Jefferson. Then Naylor just sneaks in behind you and just basically has half of an end zone all to himself.
Are we not critical enough of Jordan Love? I mean, this week on ESPN, the gush fest was like gushy, gush, gush. Sam Darnold this year is better than Jordan Love.
Yeah. I don't think that can be disputed, debated. That's just straight up a fact. Like, I mean, who would I rather have in the future? Clearly, I think Jordan Love still has more upside. But Sam Darnold has played better than Jordan Love. It's the reason why they're 14-2.
Well, I'll tell you this. Chew, I'll tell you this. I got the television on in front of me, and sometimes you got the television there in Florida in front of you as well. Can Jordan Love be trusted against the rest of the NFC? Is the title bar, is the font, is the super on the bottom of the television screen for the conversation that they are having right now on ESPN? Can Jordan Love be trusted against the rest of the NFC? And I got to tell you guys, yesterday was woefully inconsistent. Some of it on the receivers, too many drops again. I don't have the numbers in front of me, Gabe. You got the box score in front of you there.
Yeah, they don't have the drops here.
So we'll pull up the drops numbers. We'll try to get that as we continue the conversation here. But I'll tell you what else. There were times he threw it into the dirt one time. He overthrew, is it Romeo Doubs on the diving catch? Sometimes I get him and Devontae confused when I'm watching on a tiny screen on an airplane like I was yesterday. But overthrew, right? Tom Brady was talking about how it was 6 inches out in front of his fingers.
Yep.
He was not sharp. And again, what is the issue? What is the deal with sort of having those drives late in the game? Is it because the defense is playing soft coverage because they're in control of the game? And it's like, just, you know, keep everything in front of you type of thing? Because that, again, like I said, unless you finish that comeback, unless you walk out of there with the win, it means nothing to me. I take nothing away from you being able to pour on the points late, 15 points in the fourth quarter when you scored 3 in the first half.
You want to talk about Jordan Love, Chew? I took a look this morning because I was curious. Against teams that are right now in the playoffs, and only one of these teams has not officially clinched, I think everybody's in. Against playoff teams this year, teams that are going to be in this year's playoff field, Jordan Love, 60% completion, 13 touchdowns, 8 picks, 87.4 quarterback rating.
Yeah, that's not good enough from Sam Darnold.
That's not
good enough. Who played worse, though? Who played worse yesterday?
What do you mean?
Offense or defense? I mean, I'll give you some of the team stat. 26 first downs for Minnesota, 20 of them by pass.
Mm-hmm.
That's just bad. That's bad. I mean, their third down were both pretty good. Yards, 271 Green Bay, 441 Minnesota.
I'm
time
more frustrated
possession,
with
35-24.
I'm more frustrated with the offense, Chew.
Why? Because did you expect this from the defense?
To a point. Like, we've been harping all year about, man, that front four. Is it good enough? All right, you know, that's probably something we're going to have to address in the offseason. Well, Jair's not out there. We've run over the Eric Stokes numbers, you know, ad nauseum at this point. And Valentine had an interception yesterday, but we've talked about the cornerbacks. These guys, especially without Jair, probably not going to be good enough. You have to address that in the offseason. We haven't had those conversations about the offense. Like, Josh Jacobs has been really good. Jordan Love, especially since the bye, has been really good. And yesterday he wasn't good enough. Yesterday, I mean, you could probably even ask a little bit more out of Josh Jacobs because the receiving numbers weren't there for him yesterday. But the receivers not winning one-on-ones. Like, I put it more on the offense because I think there are some deficiencies, especially because they're pretty beat up over there with no Jair. You didn't have Evan Williams yesterday. Quay Walker obviously out. So you're missing starters. You're missing guys that play a lot defensively. I put it more on the offense because I expect more out of them. This is supposed to be the unit that has grown over the last year plus, and the 3 points in the first half is just not good enough. They were on the roll. They were rolling 30-plus points in how many ever straight games, which is a franchise, you know, it tied a franchise record with the Lombardi-era Packers, and they put up 3 points in the first half.
800-990-3776. Gabe apologizing for absolutely nothing this morning. I apologize.
Should the people apologize? Should the people apologize to Gabe?
Well, I mean, they should apologize to you too, bud. We've been in this together.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
Yeah,
when they call me Johnny Raincloud, yeah. You decide suddenly to step away from me for whatever reason.
Hey, toxic.
We have gotten
one apology rolling in. Chef Ed, the very first one. I will admit, I was disgusted with Gabe's negative viewpoints, but he was absolutely right. Kudos to Gabe. 800-990-3776. Reaction rolling in fast and furious on the ESPN Milwaukee Talk and text line, and in the YouTube comments. We are going to get to our Seinfeld scale of concern right after this. I'll read a lot of your reactions when we return on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
X-Golf, two locations here in Milwaukee, Brookfield, Mequon, state-of-the-art indoor golf simulators, an on-site PGA Pro to help you with lessons if you're looking to sharpen up your game during the winter months. I love going out there. You'll probably find me most Fridays hanging out at the location in Brookfield, but not just because I enjoy the state-of-the-art simulators, not just because I'm trying to work on my game to make sure when the springtime rolls around, I'm able to hit the ground running. I just like hanging out there. It's a great place with a food and drink menu that can't be beat. Love sitting at the bar, checking out what's on the televisions, and just hanging out as well because it is a great place to have some food and to have some drinks. Chewy will tell you that as well, so make sure you check them out. Book your sim and book your tee time today. XGolfBrookfield.com and XGolfMequon.com.
Good pull by part-time Will back there running the board this morning here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Your reaction rolling in. Dumpy says Gabe should apologize for jinxing the Packers with all of his negativity. Matt weighing in saying the Vikings look like a team with something to play for. Packers look like a team with nothing to play for, which is not true. Packers certainly had something to play for, guys. We're talking about seeding here, and I don't love this idea of them trying. Now, look, you could say, well, maybe they could beat Philly. Sure. Maybe I'll grow 7 inches and become a Victoria's Secret supermodel. Who can say? I'd have to grow at least 7 inches.
Do you think 7 inches?
I'm 5'4"-ish.
Yeah, I think if you get, 5 inches, you know, you get to 5'9".
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know, 7 inches, the extra 2 inches certainly help.
Yes, it would certainly help. The offense is very vanilla, says Augie from Fredonia. There were no wrinkles or creativity whatsoever. Screen passes may have kept the Vikings' pass rush at bay a little better. I think that's what that is. We do need a number one wide receiver. Right now, Dobbs is our one, and that is a problem. First time in a long time, Justin in Jacksonville. I have zero faith in them winning a playoff game, let alone beating the three best teams in the NFC, which, by the way, they have not beaten. Like, that's the other big conspiracy here. That's the other big coincidence here, guys. The teams that they would have to beat likely in a playoff run right now are the teams that they have not been able to beat in the regular season. Ja isn't playing another snap for the Packers. He quit on the team. So let's tee up the old Seinfeld scale of concern as far as the Packers' ability to win a game in the postseason. Where do you stand? Yada, yada, yada. They will win because they are one of the best teams in the league.
Yada, yada, yada.
A little stressed?
You look a little stressed.
Oh, I'm stressed.
Or I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking out! I am freaking out!
Chewy, where do you stand right now on their ability to win a game in the postseason?
Freaking out. They're going to go to Philly. Philly's got nothing to play for, so they'll probably rest a good number of their guys their last game. My guess is the line will be 5, Gabe?
Yeah, I was just trying to look through, because I know Joshy has a guy he follows on Twitter. I was just scrolling through that to see if he had an updated chart for what that would potentially look like, where the Packers rank, that sort of thing. I couldn't find it. Yeah, it's probably going to be around 4 or 5 is my guess, Philly, going on the road to Philly.
Yeah, Philly's the number one defense in the league.
Yep.
And if you watch them, they're that good. They create pressure with 4, which is nice. You can drop 7. And then their offense is very similar to what they played against Minnesota. 2 really good receivers, the best running back in the league, and a real good quarterback that if you're going to play man and he's going to drop back, someone better be accountable for him because he will torch you. So I am – what's the highest? I'm freaking out. Yeah, freaking out.
I'm freaking out. I am freaking out.
Which I didn't want to because I kept preaching. I'm like, let's not overreact, right? Let's not get too high. Let's not get too low. But it's just, where did Jaden Reed go? That was supposed to be their horse,
yeah.
Their stud.
Yeah. I don't have an answer for you, Chew. I mean, he now has more games this year with 10 or less receiving yards as he does 100-yard games. He's got 300-yard games. He's got 4 games where he has 10 or less receiving yards. It's not good enough.
But hold on. Some of that has to be with Christian Watson out. And again, Christian Watson being the deep threat on the team, probably one of the fastest guys. Maybe you could argue Jefferson is up there with him. But when he's out, that gives the defense a lot more flexibility, and you can cover Jaden Reed. And Gabe, you have said all along, the book on Reed is he struggles in man coverage.
Mm-hmm, right. Well, but if you struggle in man coverage, I don't know if you can be a horse. You can't be a stud. Got to be able to win one-on-ones.
Yeah.
Because if there's not a top receiver in this league, that if you go, and it happens from time to time, right? Like you end up with a defense and they manipulate you into having a one-on-one with their best guy. That's what the best offensive coordinators do. But there's not a guy in the league that's considered elite or on the top tier of wide receivers where you've got one-on-one, you get nervous if you're a defense. Defenses are cool. Like, they were completely cool with just blitzing Jordan Love, despite him being really good against the blitz since the bye. They were completely cool with that and leaving their corners on islands with the Packers receivers because they didn't think Packers receivers would win one-on-ones.
And when they weren't blitzing guys, they got pressure with 4.
Yep.
They got pressure with 4. I'm watching them going, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, pocket collapsing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, okay, now they're going to blitz. Okay. Like guys, they were way better defensively than the Packers were yesterday. I'm also looking at the box score, guys. Where the hell was Tucker Kraft? Tucker Kraft had 2 receptions, good for him. He was targeted 3 times. I still think Tucker Kraft is a weapon. I still think Matt LaFleur needs to be using Tucker Kraft, especially when Christian Watson is not on the field. Let's take a listen to yesterday, Jordan Love after the game, about how the offense needs to be better.
It's one of those things where, we all got to be better. I got to be better. When they're playing man coverage, it comes down to winning that one-on-one as a receiver. And as a quarterback, you got to have great ball placement and, make plays. But it's one-on-one coverage, so guys just got to go win. And we didn't do a good enough job of that. But it's on everybody. You know, there's not one guy that it falls on. It's a whole team thing. So there's a lot of stuff we'll look back on film and have to clean up figure out ways to be able to win versus that coverage.
If you don't have an answer for man, it's going to be tough to be successful in the NFL. They got to come up with an answer for man. And again, a lot of times that comes down to winning your one-on-one matchup. And I'm not saying one of these guys can't necessarily develop into a number one receiver, too, because there's a guy like Jordy Nelson who his 4th year was the first time he had over 1,000 yards receiving. Sometimes it takes guys a little bit longer to develop, but I think we kind of know what Romeo Doubs is. He's a solid player. Like, if he's on your team, you feel good, but he can't be your go-to guy. Like, he's not explosive enough. He's not good enough to be a number one wide receiver. Jaden Reed struggling against man-to-man. He's got to figure out a way to get better this offseason at that. And Christian Watson has injury issues. That's just the fact of where they are with the wide receiving core.
I think we know what all these guys are. I mean, Christian Watson's a number 2. He's not a 1, right?
Probably not.
He's not a 1. I mean, is Addison a 1?
Could be. He's really good. If he wasn't with Justin Jefferson, like he'd be putting up he's already putting up really good numbers, but I think he could be even better.
And hilariously, guys, that's one of the things that they talked about on the broadcast was, the connectivity of this Vikings team. They all are in it together. They don't care who gets the ball. They don't care as long as they're moving the chains. And I go, Weren't we saying that about the Packers earlier this year? Weren't we saying, like, Jayden Reed, when he had that 0-0 game, we were like, ah, he doesn't care as long as they're winning the game. But they're not winning right now. Again, I am very frustrated this morning, Chu. I don't know how I can articulate that any clearer, that the season was really on the line yesterday, guys, because you needed that easier path. With as inconsistent as this team has been this season, you needed the easier path in order to secure a deep playoff run. And now you've made it as difficult as possible, and my confidence is very low. And you can hate me for that if you want. I'm sure there's a bunch of you out there going this morning, oh, negative Nancy. Just
what do you want to see? You know what I mean?
I haven't seen it.
Yesterday, exactly.
As I said, the Vikings were the better team. Clearly, they obviously won the game, but they are the more complete team. They are the complete-er team than the Green Bay Packers.
Yes. And, I talk about resets, right? You guys hear me talk about reset towards the end of the year. A loss sometime is good for you to springboard you. I don't see this as a reset. I think if they look deep inside, like you said, Jen, like if they look deep inside themselves, they have to say that Minnesota's better. Their roster is better than ours right now.
There is still a chance they can get that six seed if they win and Washington loses. Washington did lose to Dallas right before Thanksgiving at home. They have to travel to Dallas.
Washington coming off the overtime win last night.
Yeah, over Atlanta. So there would be a chance that the Packers could get to that six seed and then go and play Los Angeles, a place where they won earlier this year.
Packers have to beat the Bears. And then who did you say Washington is
Washington
playing?
Washington is playing the Cowboys.
At Dallas.
In Dallas.
They could do that.
Yeah. I mean, again, that's completely within the realm of possibility where they could climb out of. I just want to avoid. That's the most disappointing thing of the loss to me yesterday is it would have done two things. It would have given this team the actual belief, because right now it's just, yeah, we think we can win instead of I know we can win against these really tough teams. It would have given them that actual belief that they can win these games, and it would have given you an easier road to start off your postseason run.
We are putting the Seinfeld scale of concern on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account so you can weigh in. Where are you on this Packers team making a deep playoff one? Hell, winning a game if they have to play Philadelphia on the road in the first game of the postseason. Todd weighing in saying, I'm freaking out. The Pack is one and done. Justin weighing in saying, I'm a little stressed. I think they can do it. We saw it last year. But ultimately, I always thought this team was a year away. Can Goody figure out if we're going to keep running out the youngest roster in football? The youngest roster in football has never won a Super Bowl. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Roll on with your reaction right after this.
You know how much we love Palermo's Pizza here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And look, there's a reason. They've been doing this for 60 years in the state of Wisconsin. So when it comes to premium frozen pizza, there's nobody else you should trust but Palermo's, because they have so many different brands under their umbrella. They're going to have a slice that you are absolutely going to love, and maybe even a couple of different brands. I like to keep, a couple different ones. Just, maybe a thicker crust, something like a neighborhood pizzeria, or even their thin crust. They've got a tavern style under their Screamin' Sicilian brand that is absolutely perfect. So maybe there's something else that you like, whether it's Palermo's Urban Pie, Connie's Surfer Boy Pizza, or Screamin' Sicilian. They are going to have a slice that you are absolutely going to love. So keep an eye out in your grocer's frozen food aisle for Palermo's. Flavor is our family's business.
Go to our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter page, X, if you will. Where are you on the Packers' worry meter? Yada, yada, yada. Oh, I'm stressed. I'm freaking out. We are specifically talking about their ability to make a run in the postseason. They play the Bears next week, okay? If they don't beat up on the Bears, well, then they've thrown in the towel or waving the white flag. But I'm talking about winning a playoff game. And Gabe, you are giving me a little bit of hope. I sort of thought that the sixth seed was not a possibility, but you're telling me that if Washington wins and the Packers win, they would.
If Washington loses and the Packers win.
Oh, no. Okay, now I'm out. So we need Mike McCarthy. Sorry.
Yeah, the Cowboys did. Again, the Cowboys beat the Commanders just a couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago, and the Cowboys are playing hard. Like, they are not waving the white flag. He does have them playing. And they won a game that they weren't supposed to just a couple weeks ago against Tampa Bay.
What an emotional roller coaster I've been on this last minute 30 seconds.
But they got crushed yesterday with Kenny Pickett.
Well, and it was now I'm blanking. McKee. Was Connor McKee, is that his name?
Tanner McKee.
And he was something like that.
41-7.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of faith
on the
in
road.
Dallas.
On the road. At home, you know this. I'm at home. It's a different story. They beat Tampa Bay 2 weeks ago, Chew.
Dallas?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not holding my breath.
I think it's, I don't know,
well,
40% chance? 40% chance that the Packers can still get that sixth seed?
So do you play everybody?
Yes. I don't think this is a team, Chew, that has a bunch of veterans that are going to know how to handle, you know, and we've seen this when they've come out of the bye under, you know, anytime you kind of take that week off and you have that bye, it's tough to be sharp for that playoff game that next week. I mean, hopefully you get up enough against the Bears like you did against New Orleans where you can rest guys in the second half. But, I mean, this
is... So do you play Watson? Do you play Watson?
If you have guys with injuries, Chew, I think that's different. But I'm not just okay. I'm not going to this game going, ah, Jordan, you're not playing. Because Jordan's healthy. Like, I think Jordan plays. I think Josh Jacobs plays.
I also think we need to start seeing some consistency from Jordan in these games. It's all well and good to beat up on the lowly Saints, right? Mm-hmm. But can we, Chew, yeah. I know you threw out a number earlier this year. Well, it was close to 400 yards, which I still think is, like, asking a lot. But can we see that game where he has the kind of numbers that Sam Darnold had yesterday? Sam Darnold was pressured on 11 of 44 dropback Sunday for the second lowest rate he has faced in a game all season long. I mentioned earlier in the game I was very frustrated by the pressure up front. Conversely, the Vikings were able to get pressure with four. The Packers, they were sort of playing patty cake around there. They were there. They were in the vicinity. But like Sam Darnold had all day to throw, and he was making those completions pretty regularly. He faced pressure on 63% of dropbacks in the first quarter, and then his protection got stronger. He only faced pressure on 17% of dropbacks the rest of the game. That's on Halfley. So early in the game, he is pressured on 63% of dropbacks in the first quarter, and then they just decided we're not going to try to pressure him anymore.
Well, because they were getting pressure and guys were getting open on the back end. So now that's the worst of both worlds. You know, where, okay, we're bringing pressure. Now you're leaving corners on islands, and they're not coming through for you. So now you got to just try to get pressure with four and try to cover. And, again, when you can't get pressure with just four, it limits what you can do defensively. It puts you in some very advantageous spots.
What bothered you most about the game yesterday, Chew? What was the one thing? For me, it was the pressure and their inability to get pressure on Sam Darnold, who, as I mentioned earlier in the show, it takes him about 3 seconds to get rid of the ball, guys, which they said is one of the longest by a starting quarterback in the league. So theoretically, you should be able to get pressure on him, guys. It's not like he's getting rid of the ball in 1.5, 2 seconds. He's holding the ball longer than most starting quarterbacks. You should be able to get pressure on him. You should be able to muck up that pocket and make things tough. Jody weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page saying, the tight ends and wide receiver rotation was ridiculous. Putting twos and threes on plays and routes that Reed and Romeo and Kraft should be running. I don't want to see Melton out there. And again, Bo Melton was rolling in, rotated in. Who was the other one I said? Malik Heath was
rotated
in.
Had the only touchdown of the wide receivers.
Chew, what bothered you most about the game yesterday?
Well, I think LaFleur got outcoached.
Fair.
Pretty
fair,
bad. Fair. You know?
For anybody who was banged. Why is Kevin O'Connell up there?
I'm with Gabe. I kind of expect it from the defense. The defensive side of it doesn't shock me. But, I mean, when you have 44 dropbacks and you have one sack, that's not good. That's not good. So, yes, that's on Halfley. You're not mixing it up enough to pressure him. But I get his point because it's hard when you have a Justin Jefferson and you're blitzing and you got to be, single coverage against him in Addison and Hockenson. Not going to get any easier. Not going to get any easier in Philly. Philly's a tougher place to play. Mm-hmm. I think Hurts is a better quarterback than Darnold. I think their skills are comparable. But this was the problem, and I talked about it. Like, when you can't, you know, when you limit Josh Jacobs to what they did yesterday, I think he had, what, 70 yards, 69 yards? That's limiting him. Do you have the ability to throw for 372 like Darnold did yesterday? I don't know. I don't think so with this group of receivers.
And that's where I'm most disappointed, Chew, because as we talked about going into the game, we knew that, all right, they're probably going to have to take some resources, whether that's in free agency, whether that's high draft pick capital, and focus back on the defense, right? With the front four, with the cornerbacks. But this receiving group's just not getting it done in these big-time matchups.
Let me ask you guys this. Who's better, Minnesota or Detroit?
Right now?
Ooh, maybe yes, Minnesota, right, just given the injuries to Detroit.
Yeah, with the injuries to Detroit, I think Minnesota.
But I can't wait for that game. So complete. I keep using that word. I think I know what it means. They looked so complete, right? You've got Aaron Jones as your formidable back. You know, again, his numbers were not better than Josh Jacobs, but he still was able to move the chains, and he did the Aaron Jones things, right? The sideline, along the sideline to pick up the extra yardage, finds a seam there. They've got better wide receivers. And then, like I said, the defense, I think for the Vikings yesterday, played much better than the Packers did. They just feel like a completer team. They know who they are. And as long as Sam Darnold has a clean pocket, it feels like he can make all the throws, which is crazy to say. I mean, maybe not because he was such a high draft pick. Maybe we should have seen this, but obviously this is an indication of you shouldn't give up on guys.
Don't question whether we should have seen this coming from Sam Darnold.
I'm just saying he was a top pick in the league. Like, he went to the Jets. He was with the, where did he go first?
He went to the Jets, then he went to Carolina, then he went to San Francisco, and now he's ended up in Minnesota.
And it's working out pretty well for him. Well,
it took him 7 years. like after 6 years, Chew, I think in the league you kind of know who a guy is.
Aren't you a doctor by then? Don't you get your...
Oh, no, I mean, he hasn't even completed the Cam McCormick route. McCormick's been in college longer than he's
but
been in the NFL.
Kind of... Baker's the same kind of guy. It took him a while, right?
He had some success because they did have that year they went to the playoffs and won a playoff game when he was in Cleveland, and then he kind of became the scapegoat for them not getting better, and they jettisoned him. But to an extent, I mean, Baker was certainly better than Sam Darnold, I think, in his first stop.
If we're calling the Vikings the complete-er team, what is the best adjective to describe the Green Bay Packers? I think it's inconsistent. The Packers are inconsistent. And again, maybe some of that yesterday is missing key guys on the offensive side of the ball. Maybe it is missing Jair Alexander for the last few weeks and forcing some of those defensive backs to do things they're not used to doing or step up into roles that they aren't quite capable of handling. To me, it's inconsistent. 800-990-3776. I'll take your adjectives for this Green Bay Packers team. Continue voting in our Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll as well. Where are you on the Seinfeld scale of concern for the Packers ability to make a deep playoff run? Hell, you know what? Win a game. If they have to play Philadelphia on the road, what is your confidence level for them to win that game to start the postseason in a couple of weeks? 800-990-3776. We'll take a break. Roll on right after this. But first, let me tell you about my friends over at Accutrans. It's a veteran-owned business dedicated to providing unmatched corporate, personal, and event-related transportation that you will use again and again. Guys, had to get Dario, my husband, home from the game last Thursday before we left. I don't even know what day. You know what? I don't even know what day it was. I don't even know when it was. Monday. Monday is when they played. That's when we left for vacation. Had to get him home in a timely fashion because we had an early flight the next morning. You know who handled it for me? My friends over at Accutrans, because booking is safe, easy, and dependable. You can go to their website, AccutransGroup.com. You'll get a quote there to make a reservation or see what their options are. AccutransGroup.com for reliable, safe transportation that I not only use, but I tell my family to use as well. We will continue getting to your reaction this morning on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Lots of people are frustrated like I am after yesterday's loss. You had to win yesterday, guys. You had to if you wanted to be considered a top team in the NFC, a top three team. Let's just put that number out there arbitrarily. You had to beat the Vikings. And yes, I know that the final score looks good. It looks good on paper, 27-25. But they were outclassed and outmatched all afternoon, right? And Gabe mentioned, like, yeah, they were able to put together a drive or two late in the game. But that's also when the Vikings were like, I think we got this. I think we're good. And so you're throwing into soft coverage, and congratulations, you were able to make hay at that point. Too little, too late. I want to tell you guys about an opportunity that I have tomorrow, Chew. So I'm headed out to Pasadena for the Rose Bowl. We obviously have a playoff coverage continuing for college football. And you guys know that I'm a little claustrophobic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a text yesterday from my boss who says, hey, any interest in
skydiving?
Oh, this is fun. Do you want to Mad Libs this sucker?
Do we get hints?
Well, you're close.
Okay. Why would her boss call her and ask her to go skydiving?
Also, I mentioned know,
you think of something that's gonna
tiny plane
scare the hell out of her.
Can you imagine Craig calling you up and go, "Hey, Chew, we got this assignment for you." You got to skydive. What?
I would do it. Well, what would it be? She's afraid of death to fly, so I would think jumping out of a plane would be scary as hell for her.
Okay, but you're not thinking it through. Why do I not like flying? It's not the flying aspect that that bothers me.
You don't
it's
have
the
control.
Well, yes.
He's not wrong.
A lot of psychoanalyzing of Jen this morning. Jen gave him Chewie. No, it's the close quarters. It's the claustrophobia. It's the tight spaces. It's the confinement. So they asked me if I want to
go in a cave.
Close. I mean, it's just like
basically
up.
Why, do you know, Gabe?
Up.
Yeah, she told me.
Up. Up.
Hot air balloon.
Close.
Again, we're getting warmer.
Yeah, we are.
We're getting warmer. What if you combine a cave and a hot air balloon?
A cave and a hot air balloon. I have no idea.
They asked me if I want to go in the Goodyear blimp.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
You don't turn down the opportunity to go in the Goodyear blimp. I mean, I still sing today was a good day, even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it said Ice Cube's a pimp. I can't say no to the Goodyear blimp, even though I'm a little nervous.
Wait, so what do you do up in the Goodyear blimp?
I don't know.
You're going to report back? After you go up in the Goodyear blimp?
If you're me, you break into a school, into a sweat, and you start doing deep breathing exercises.
Do they give you a parachute in the blimp?
What? Stop.
I'm just asking questions. I have no idea.
Why would I need a parachute in the Goodyear blimp, Gabe? I'm not jumping out of the blimp.
I mean,
because, the humanity.
Yeah, I mean.
What was that? That was
Hindenburg.
Hindenburg, yeah.
My God.
Oh, I don't think it's feel. I don't think it's filled with helium anymore.
No, I'm pretty sure they outlawed that. So I was saying to Gabe, this is one of those things that when somebody asks you, do you want to go up in the Goodyear blimp, you have to say yes, even if you might have some reservations about the tight space, right? Because not that, I mean, it's big.
Yeah.
It's not that big. And I'm going to be in it for like 3 hours. Go
how
up
would you
and you.
Do in, how would you do in like an F-18? Because the Blue Angels one time asked me to go up, but it was one of those things, game like Augusta. Like, oh, I'll be able to go in an F-18 whenever I want.
Yeah,
I was wrong.
I also, like, I feel Jen is more F-18 sized compared to you. I feel she's fitting into that plane better than you are, big guy.
No, she's not. I mean,
so you would never
from
do
a
that?
Size standpoint.
Correct.
Fitting mentally, not even a little bit. No way. Absolutely not. They would try to drop that glass thing over me, and I'd be like, I'm out. Get me out. And they put the seatbelts on. The harness would be the first thing I would struggle with, the harness.
Yeah.
And then it would be them trying to drop the glass top, if that's what it is. And they don't drop it, but it's like
yeah, it's kind of slowly coming down, making you just rethink all the life decisions that led you to that moment.
1,000,000%. So, yes, I would not be able to fly with the Blue Angels.
You think you're going to freak out?
Yes.
When you get in?
But I'll take a pill. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Wait, so you get to wander around? Are you in a seat the entire time?
I don't know any of these things.
How are these questions you asked?
I just said yes. I figured I'd.
Well, you can say yes,
later.
And then you can ask the questions after you say yes.
I got 24 hours. It's tomorrow at noon, Pacific.
Yeah.
So you guys agree with me that you cannot turn down an opportunity to go up in the Goodyear blimp, right?
No, not even a little bit.
Good. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes me feel better about my decision, even though I'm still freaking out. I'm not freaking out. I'm a little stressed.
I'm freaking out!
Whatever you want to tell yourself to make you feel better.
I'll tell you
because it's going to change at 11:59. I can guarantee you that.
1,000,000%. I'm going to FaceTime you guys from the ground with the blimp above me going, couldn't do it. Tried, couldn't do it. We roll on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie right after this.